no excuses. I literally was thrown the football and I fumbled. Yo, what up, Science of Flipping family? I hope you guys are having a great week. It is Thursday. This has been an incredible week, but I want this training today, actually, to be proof is in the pudding, and I want to make sure you do not make this mistake. Time and time again, guys, you know, if you've listened to my podcast, if you're here in this group, you have heard me talk about marketing and speed and getting to the seller and moving quick and, you know, negotiating. Well, I will tell you, I personally just made this mistake and it bit me in the butt. And so I want to make sure you don't. As I, you know, have been talking a lot about the power of text messaging, I have been doing really, really well. Me and my team have been doing really well with text messaging. On December 30th, 2019, I started a conversation with a woman named Joni. And I went back and forth twice via text, and we talked about the interest of her selling her home and that she didn't actually, know what it was worth, etc. So after two text messages, I called Joni. Joni gives me a little information, but really says, I need you to talk to my husband. We are thinking about selling. She gives me over the phone her husband's phone number. So I say, thank you. I reply back in our text thread saying, thank you so much. This is Justin. Just to confirm, I have your husband's phone number. His name is Viswa, V-I-S-W-A. This is the number, correct? She replies, correct. That way there's still communication going on in the thread that she is familiar with, even though when I called her, I called on my cell phone. And so I say that to say, I then reach out to her husband, Viswa. Really nice gentleman, soft spoken, but this is gonna be the first time that they have sold a home ever. They don't understand the process. So I spent roughly 15, 20 minutes. He also informed me they're not in a big rush, that they both work, so they're not financially in a big need, but they are looking to sell at some point. So I go over with them, you know, how we buy, that I'm a cash investor, that, we can close quick or potentially give you a couple days after we close, a post occupancy, et cetera. And he really likes it. He enjoys talking to me, enjoys listening and understanding the fundamentals of the transaction, the process of it all. And so I've always said, guys, you know, there's three or four reasons people don't do business is they don't like your number, okay? They don't like you, or they don't understand the paperwork, or they don't understand the process. So I spend a good amount of time reviewing the process, 15, 20 minutes, understanding how it all goes through escrow. It all is through a third party. That's where I will wire my funds, et cetera, and that we don't need a realtor involved. And that was the big oops, damn it mistake, is because basically he said, while on the phone, I really appreciate this. I want to figure out, you know, potentially what it would look like if we went more of a traditional route because I just am so uncertain. I have so many questions. I just don't know. Now, I've said time and time again, like there's a certain inherent trust that people have with licensed realtors. Regardless of them being good or not, they have a license. And that, for one reason or another, gives them a level of authority, it gives them a level of expertise that they may or may not believe I have, regardless of how long they've been in the business. I've been doing this for 12 years. Agents that are licensed can get a deal and they've done this for 12 minutes, right? And so, long story short, I literally got a text message, and I'm gonna pull this all up. I got a text message on January 6th to confirm, thank you for the call, et cetera, right? We're interested in moving forward. Well, that week I said, hey, I will give you a call. I forgot to call, okay? I forgot, I have reminders, I set tasks in my Podios. All of it goes off. Some reason or another, I dropped the ball. This is my own mistake, right? Not my team's, I'm not pointing, literally me. I'm taking this from one end zone I'm now 50 yards down the field. He says, hey, I'm interested in moving forward. What's next? I say, I need to see the home. Let me call you back, because I think I was in a meeting. So I said, I need to see the home first. Are you willing to meet? He says, yes. That is the end of that text message. Then I get a text message on Friday, this last Friday, which would have been the January 28th or 27th. I got married in between those times. I got married on the 17th, right? So in between those times, I forgot to call him back about seeing the home. I then go and get married. So obviously my mind is not thinking this specific deal. I then come home and get a text message on, I think, the 27th or 28th, which is Friday. Let me see if it says Friday, but I don't know. Anyways, today's Thursday. I know you told me a realtor is not preferred route for you, but we comfortable to have a realtor as we are first time sellers. Please reach out to this realtor. He can arrange for you to go visit the property. I immediately say, oh no, I dropped the ball. I hit him up. Thank you, Miss Law. I do understand you want to hear a realtor. I was just trying to save you costs because you have to pay him. It may knock out what you would like to profit and or put in your pocket. I will call Ryan. I then don't call Ryan right away. Call Ryan yesterday, and it has already been listed and they've already received 4 offers. I had it. I literally had a seller motivated. He was interested in moving forward with me. I quite literally ignored my reminders, totally blanked out. And I could give the excuse, oh, I was getting married. My head wasn't really in the game. We were finalizing the wedding details. I had to travel to get married. We did out-of-state wedding, blah, blah. No excuses. I literally was thrown the football and I fumbled. And guys, I'm telling you now, the text messaging services work. The strategies that the company even trains you on how to work it work. But at the end of the day, you need to be on the ball. You cannot wait for a seller. You need to follow up. You need to have a sense of urgency. Get in front of them. Meet with the seller, get in front of the house, because I promise you, even me, after 12 years of doing this, I dropped the ball. So do not make that mistake. Make sure to get in front of them. Set an appointment right then and right there. If you can meet them same day, do it. If you can make an offer same day, do it. Do not experience this as I just lost a deal that when we briefly talked numbers, when I was on the phone with them, I gave them a ballpark range. I bracketed my numbers. I said, I think I could probably buy your home. I forget the numbers, but let's just say it between $150,000 and $175,000. Said, okay, that's probably where we thought we were gonna sell it. And I said, great, let's figure out a time to meet. I just dropped the ball, guys. I didn't, listen, there's no excuse. My wedding is not an excuse. Life happens. You hear me say this all the time. You're going to continue to have life happening. You're going to continue to get punched in the mouth. Things are going to pop up. Life is going to continue going. You need to prioritize and you need to make sure that you put in the effort on the things that generate revenue. And I didn't. So don't make that mistake. I hope this training finds you well because it's super important. Make sure you get in front of them. Make sure you get the appointment. Make sure you can do it day of. Make sure you can make the offer. Make sure they don't go find a realtor instead of accepting an offer from you. I look forward to seeing you guys on the next training. And if you're not following me in social media, obviously the Justin Colby on Instagram and the Justin Colby on Facebook. Join the Science Flipping Academy group on Facebook and we can engage. I hope this finds you guys all well. Peace out.